Yeah, Grant, we're at the semi-final stage now for the Future Champion and Michael Fortune Memorial Unraced, with a prize pool of 14,900, with the winner getting 5,250. And we have some lovely, exciting pups in it this year. We have sold three pups out of the stake, one of them which remained running in the stake. The other two have gone overseas to continue their career in England. So Bubbly Maniac is the one that's remaining with us in the stake and has to be a hot contender. Obviously, the favourite for the stake going into the stake would be JT Wexford, which is the Paul Hennessy trained greyhound. He has done fabulous runs for the two previous rounds, doing the best time that was recorded over the 5-to-5 distance at the track in the last 12 years, last Monday night for the second round.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. And it sounds like a really exciting night there last Monday night when you had your opening heats there, and plenty of local people getting in on the action as well.
Yeah, and we've a good local contingency this year. A lot of the dogs were local. We didn't get many of the big names in, which, you know, is great to see that we can fill a stake of this calibre with our own greyhounds here in Wexford.
Yeah, that's it. So somebody has to fill those places when the big lads don't come down, and it is good to see that the local trainers are stepping up to the mark, especially like you mentioned earlier, the dogs will go overseas after their performances if they do well, and that's what we want. We want to see local dogs getting the chance to impress on the big stage.
It does, and you know, it promotes Enniscorthy as one of the venues that produces pups. Like, we would always have had a great relationship with our on-race stakes. You know, we run one probably every 6 weeks in Enniscorthy, and it always produces great pups, and this is just one of the biggest stakes that we have, and every year there's always been great runners. You know, back when it started in 2005, Art Kiljamey won it. He then went on to win 140,000 in prize money in his career. We've also other great big names in it, as well as some local names like the Kingsmill, which would be a local breeder. They have had two winners in the stake.
And like, racing is like any other sport, really. You know, you want to have your fans there for big blue ribboned events like this one. Unfortunately, that's not the case at the minute, but I guess you are doing the best you can with the current circumstances.
Yeah, because everything is behind closed door now, and you know, the greyhound industry, we're just delighted to be able to continue racing and trialing during this pandemic, which a lot of sports have had to stop. So it's great. Now, we have launched our social media pages to try and keep people up to date a bit more of what is going on when they can't be in around the track.
And how has it been for you to try run these races when, you know, all these social distancing measures have been in place? Has it been difficult?
I wouldn't say difficult, because everybody is just great to be racing. So everybody will stick with the rules that we have, where you come in, you weigh in your greyhound, you go back out, wait in the car park, and then the six dogs involved in the race go down to the race, and then you leave the venue afterwards. So it's very disappointing to be running a stake of this calibre, I suppose, and not having the atmosphere that comes with it around the track.
And let's be fair here, you're not having the funds coming in from the punters either, like, you know. So how has fundraising been for Enniscorthy at the minute?
Yeah, fundraising, even to try and organise fundraising, is very hard with COVID, you know, because all of our fundraising would be done through committees, and having meetings and stuff like that is kind of hard. Our clientele are a lot older, so Zoom, social media, Teams, they're not on those platforms. They just like to sit down and, you know, talk it out. But, you know, thankfully we're keeping our head above water. We'll probably run some major fundraisings once COVID lifts and the restrictions lifts and we can get people back in the door. Then will be when our fundraising will hit the floor running, because we intend to upgrade our stadium and the facilities around the track over the next year to bring in more people. So we will need funds to do that.
And of course, you know, pre-pandemic, there was the talk of the Greyhound track facing possible closure back in December of 2019. Did 2020 kind of put those plans on the back burner, and have you been able to sort of improve things since then?
We've established a good working relationship with Greyhound Race in Ireland now, and they have agreed to fund us until the end of this year with a review at the end of the year going forward. And there's a couple of ideas and things that have to be done to move that process forward, but we're doing our best, and we hope to have Greyhound Racing continue in Enniscorthy Stadium for a long time to come.
So there will be a review at the end of this year, is it?
There's a review at the end of this year, yeah.
If this pandemic keeps going on and you don't have fans in before the end of the year, will they take that into account? You know, obviously there's nowhere making money at the minute.
Yeah, they will take that into account and work with us. You know, they're quite happy with what we have done so far in the conditions that we're given with COVID.
Pre-pandemic as well, racing took a bit of a kicking with that primetime documentary and pressure from animal rights groups. Do you think the perception has changed now that, you know, the whole world has changed, really, that people are starting to see that actually, you know, these industries do support many people, especially in rural Ireland and especially in a place like Enniscorthy? And how has the industry changed, really, to change that perception?
The industry has changed a lot in that Greyhound Racing Ireland have done a lot of podcasts and videos lately to meet the people on the ground who handle their dogs, who rear their dogs. And from those, you will see that every greyhound owner loves their dogs. They love to see them winning, racing, to be out with them. And a lot of greyhound owners have spoken over the last while in relation to the fact that the mental health issue of COVID, how having their greyhounds and being able to get out with them on the for a walk or whatever has helped with that and helped them cope with the pandemic that we're in. And a lot of greyhounds, they'd get better fed. The people who own them, you know, it would always be their top priority would be the food and the conditions that the greyhounds are in and how they're kennelled or fed or looked after and stuff like that. Even out to the, how they're clothed when they go out for a walk with walkout coats and raincoats, and they do look after their greyhounds an awful lot.
And look, to be fair, there has been some legitimate concerns raised by these animal welfare groups, but in general, people love and respect their animals, as we've just said. But was there a bit of an intake of breath from you when the Green Party came into government? And did you think, you know, this actually might be the death knell for the industry?
I think that is always there at the back of everybody's mind in the industry and that. But I'm hopeful that the Green Party will see that the benefits of the greyhound industry bring to Ireland. You know, we do an awful lot of sponsorship for clubs and GAA clubs and volunteer clubs and all different clubs around, which raise money for them, which is money going back into the industry, and it keeps rural Ireland alive.
And have you got much support from the town since everything changed last March?
We've got great support from the town, you know, people volunteering to get involved in raising funds, volunteering their time to come in and do work once COVID lifts, jobs around that need to be done, and just supporting us and putting our name out there is one of the major things that the Chamber and all the rest have got involved in. Promoting Enniscorthy Greyhound Stadium as a venue for tourism, to raise your funds, to just come and enjoy a good night out.
And your first race tomorrow starts at 8 o'clock. Can people follow the races and where can they do that?
Yeah, the races can be followed on barkingbuzz.ie, and tomorrow night is the launch of our social media where we will give commentary of each race as they go.
Brilliant. And how can people support you then if they do want to volunteer or even just, you know, donate the price of a cup of coffee or something like that, just to keep you guys going?
Yeah, if they just get in contact with the Greyhound Stadium, we're there in the office every day, or Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way they wish anyway. Or if people would like to take out sponsorship or advertise in our race card or advertise around our stadium, if they just get in contact with us, we can point them in the right direction.
So the future champion and Michael Fortune, semi-finals are tomorrow. When will the finals be on?
The finals will be on the following Monday night, the bank holiday Monday night. We're really looking forward to it. There's some great dogs in it, and one of my favourites is a local dog. He has ran great. I've seen him running trials and everything, and I just think he's a fabulous dog. He runs a real smart race, which would be Sons of Sons, Trap 5 in the fifth.
So that's your tip?
Well, it's my favourite dog of the fifth. Might not get there with the JT Wexford and Bubbly Maniac have to be the favourites, but I like the way the dog runs.